On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May's heading to Wales and Northern Ireland to try and sell her Brexit plans, but there's an admission it'll be hard to win over MPs. Cabinet Office Minister David Lidington thinks the proposals would be rejected if the Commons vote went ahead now. The Prime Minister's also willing to hold a Brexit TV debate with the Labour leader, but Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth thinks that's odd.
She refused to debate Jeremy Corbyn in the general election campaign when the people were having a say, but she wants to, apparently, she wants to debate him ahead of a vote where the people don't have a say. It's only MPs who have a say. So I think it's a curious move.
A man's been cleared of causing death by dangerous driving after a dad and daughter were killed in a crash on the A299 near Manston Airport. Valentino Coleman had taken 21-year-old Olivia to help his other daughter, who'd pulled over with a flat tyre on her way home in October last year. The 44-year-old driver of a Mercedes that hit their parked car, sending it towards where they were standing, admitted driving carelessly and faces jail when he's sentenced in the new year.
KMFM News.
An 81-year-old woman's died in hospital a week after a crash on the A249 in Maidstone. Her car collided with a lorry which didn't stop on the Sittingbourne-bound carriageway near the top of Detling Hill last Tuesday. Police are asking the lorry driver to come forward. Coast Guards have rescued a group of people, including a young child, after they were spotted in a dinghy off the coast of Dover. The 9 suspected migrants were seen trying to cross the channel at about 3 this morning. Authorities say they're the latest of around 100 people to try and reach Britain over the past month. Charities fear it's only a matter of time before someone dies. More than 20 caravans have been broken into at a camping site in Canterbury. Heavy-duty batteries were taken when they were targeted on land in Beckersbourne Lane overnight on Friday. Police say whoever did it would have needed a vehicle to take them away and want to hear from anyone who's offered them for sale.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Former Tory Minister Baroness Trumpington, who was a Bletchley Park codebreaker during the Second World War, has died at the age of 96. The peer, who grew up in Kent and retired from the Lords last year, served in the Department of Health and Ministry of Agriculture in the 1980s and 90s. Bosses at a company that's become the first in Kent to bring in a four-day working week say it's already boosted productivity. 19 of the 21 staff at Reflect Digital in Maidstone have taken up the offer of having either Fridays or Mondays off. They still have to work the same number of hours but do four longer days. Account manager Jeremy Kane says it's made a big difference.
One of the biggest things that it changes, I think it makes the whole team a little bit more kind of accountable, and it forces communication, because you can't go off without having someone else understanding what it is that you've got either in your workload or what might kind of be coming up.
Well, Jo James is the chief exec of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. She says it could work for most of us as long as we stick to it.
You just need self-discipline. You need self-discipline that actually you're not going to work that extra fifth day, because otherwise actually you're giving far more.
You can let us know if you'd like to do a four-day week by taking part in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. Medway's Dr. Rand will be joining the Strictly Live tour next year. He'll be dancing with original partner Jeanette again. Stacey Dooley and Joe Sugg will also be taking part.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham travel to Bristol Rovers in League One tonight, hoping to put some distance between them and the drop zone. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, the Gills are just a point above the home side, who are fourth from bottom. Boss Steve Lovell knows how crucial this game is.
It's a big game now down to Bristol Rovers, and we've got an important week coming up with next Sunday as well, so we'll be fine. They're disappointed down there, as we all are, but I think we can take a lot of heart from that performance and build on it.
Kickoffs at 7:45, staying with football, and Ebbsfleet have signed former Gillingham striker Cody McDonald. The 32-year-old was a free agent after being released by AFC Wimbledon at the end of last season. Meanwhile, Ashford United have appointed Tommy Warrilow as their new manager. He takes over from Gary Alexander, who was sacked by Text on Saturday. And in cricket, Kent are going to start next season with a trip to Somerset in the County Championship. Their first home game after being promoted to Division 1 will be against Yorkshire. They'll also be starting their one-day cup campaign at the Spitfire Ground against Hampshire, who beats them in the final last season.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.